Evet, Okocha. Hier ist er, Okocha. JJ Okocha. Immer noch. JJ Okocha. Noch ein Tier.
Und ich sage, oh, what a goal. Sunday Odyssey. With a wonder strike.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 73 of the Nigeria Football Weekly podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. And boy, do we have a great, great podcast episode in store for you guys. As you all know, the Super Eagles made us very, very proud on Saturday night, beating the indomitable, I don't know if we should call them indomitable anymore, but the Lions of Cameroon 2-0, courtesy of two goals from Ademola Lookman. So we're going to get into that. And then after that, I'm going to be touching on the other round of 16 games and then previewing our quarterfinal clash against the Antelopes of Angola, which is taking place on Friday, 6 p.m. Nigeria time. So without any further ado, let's get into it. And wow. I mean, compared to when I was recording the last AFCON episodes in 2020, what was it, 2020? This has brought us far more joy, you know, like... The Super Eagles came to the party. What can I say? Like, unbelievable defense. Yet another clean sheet. And Victor Osimhen. Victor James Osimhen. The pride of Napoli. The pride of Lagos. The pride of Olusosun. The pride of Benin City. Edo as well, because that's where his family's from. So in case anyone thinks I'm not giving them the praise as well. Osimhen really came to show his level. Like, he showed us on Saturday that I am the African Footballer of the Year for a reason. And he absolutely terrorized that bullied Cameroon's defense. I mean, I spoke about it on the other podcast, but even when a striker doesn't score, there's a way Osimhen can influence the game where you're like, wow, he ran these defenders ragged. And boy, did he run them ragged on Saturday. So today's Wednesday. I wanted to wait till all the round of 16 fixtures ended before I did the podcast so I could give you the updates from all the other games and be sure about who we're playing and what our route to the final could be. But boy, oh boy, Nigeria made me so proud. I mean, just looking at the stats of the game, Nigeria, we had 8 shots in the whole game. 4 of those were on target. Out of the 4 on target, 2 were obviously goals. Cameroon had no shots on target, 6 shots. I don't remember Nwabali really being tested, which he clearly wasn't because he didn't have a save to make. Despite us having 42% of possession, we were clearly the better team. You know, I think we played with spirit. We played with that Niger pride. We played with that Nigerian hunger. You know, nobody can ever accuse any member of the Nigeria team of not understanding what it means to wear the great shirt of the Super Eagles anymore. Like, honestly, like, my heart was so full. I was just, the pride was too much. So, yeah, how did we line up for the game? 3-4-3. No real surprises in the lineup, to be honest. I think I got the lineup exactly spot on. Nwabali was in goal. Ekong, Bassey, and Ajayi as the 3 in the centre-backs. Ola Aina and Zaidu Sanusi as the full-backs. Onyeka started in midfield with Iwobi, with Moses Simon and Lookman marking the flanks, and then Victor Osimhen as the number 9. As for our opponents, pretty much right on the money as well for their starting 11. Magri up top, Tokwe Kambi and Nkudu in the wings, Encham and Anguissa in the middle, Ngamaleu and Tolu as their fullbacks, and then Christopher Wu, Gonzalez and Castelletto as their centre-back pairing with Fabrice Ondua in goal. Quick recaps for the game. To be honest, I'm mainly focused on the goals. But we know that in the 12th minute of the game, Nigeria, we thought we'd gone 1-0 up. Lookman had a shot after a corner kick, which was saved by Fabrice Ondua, and it dropped to Semi Ajayi, who put the ball into the net. However, it was offside, rightfully so, because of an offside quirk in the law, whereby players of the team that scored cannot be ahead of the goalkeeper when a shot is taken. If you're ahead of the line of the goalkeeper, then it's offside. And unfortunately, Osimhen and Afcon, the second player, were just above where Fabrice Ondua was, despite a Cameroonian defender being on the goal line. So that was really harsh, and I'm not going to lie, I was a bit worried. I was like, man, what if we don't, like, what if this, like, breaks our spirit or we don't continue the momentum of the game? But lo and behold, in the 36th minute, Victor Osimhen chasing down Christopher Wu. Like, I mean, we know he used to, when he was in his humble days, he used to sell pure water on the street and to survive. That kind of running, that kind of pressing, I think I saw a tweet saying that one is learned by the Lagos traffic. And honest, shout out to Osimhen, because the way he hunted that defender down, it was a Cameroon throwing. They threw the ball to their center back. In the space of like 2-3 seconds, Osimhen had already hunted him down, got the ball off him. All of a sudden, it's a 2-versus-1, laid it off to Lookman. Lookman did his best to miss the chance, let's be honest. But honestly, in knockout games, nobody gives a damn. Like, his shot was not the best. Fabrice Odoi still had a chance to parry it, but he parried it into his own goal. So, 1-0 up for Nigeria. We then saw a moment where Sanusi combined with Moses Simon. Simon cut the ball back to Sanusi, but Sanusi was ball watching. I'll get to performances for the players because I thought Sanusi was the one negative in the entire XI today. And then in the second half, we had opportunities to kill the game when it was 1-0, especially towards the end of the game. We saw the Ola Aina big chance in the 84th minute where he got the Lookman squared the ball to him. And in that split second, like, to be fair to the Cameroon defender, he made a great block. But Ola Aina had the goal gaping. If he just like caught that guy like JJ Okocha style, maybe we would have scored our second earlier. Alex Iwobi then had a big miss in the 87th minute, which was unfortunate. But then finally, in the 90th minute, we saw Lookman pass the ball to Iwobi. We could say our innit boys, or the diaspora Nigerians, as some people like to say, literally made this goal. So Lookman passed to Iwobi. Iwobi passed to Bassey. Bassey with the excellent cross into the box. And Lookman was there to tap it into the net. Odua got his hand to the ball, but still, it was too little, too late. And it was game over. 2-0 to Nigeria. Performances for Nigeria, the good. I mean, I have to start with African Football of the Year, as I already said. Victor Osimhen, what a performance. That's how you show up to the party and you make your presence known, even though you don't score a goal. So shout out to the African Football of the Year. And I'm sure he's not going to end the tournament with just one goal. So Angola, watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Ademola Lookman, I mean, I've told a personal story on the podcast before that I grew up with Junior. We used to call him Junior back in the day. When I used to come to England for summer, Junior used to go to the same church as my cousins, and he was football obsessed, to be fair. Like, what a star player. I'm not even going to try and pretend like I know any other footballers. He's the only one I know from childhood. But to see him representing Nigeria and scoring the goals to beat Cameroon in AFCON is so surreal to me. So shout out to Lookman. And I'm glad he's getting all the praise and all the love, because honestly, he deserves it. I thought Calvin Bassey, Ekong, and Ajayi were superb again. Our center backs were brilliant. Like, I don't even have anything else to say. Third straight clean sheet, no shots on target for Cameroon. Like, just a brilliant defensive display. And that obviously extends to Nwabali. Even though Nwabali didn't have any shots to make, his presence in the box. And he just gives us an assured calmness. So you're not worried about any mishaps or mistakes happening, which is obviously what we want. I have to just shout out everyone. I thought Onyeka was excellent as well in the middle of the park. Like, really, really put his body on the line for Nigeria. Alex Iwobi was good too. Ola Aina was superb again. Basically, everybody. Moses Simon even put in a shift. Everybody played well for Nigeria, with the exception of Zaidu Sanusi, in my opinion. I think Zaidu Sanusi does some good things, but he has these moments where it's like he's got brain farts. And you just wonder, like, Sanusi, what is going on in your brain? So Sanusi is my one not so good, maybe shit. But everybody else, shout out to you. Final thoughts on the game. Wow, wow, wow. Team performance and cohesion. I mean, with all the other big teams going out, it's nice to see Nigeria just continue to perform like they belong here and they really, really want to win this AFCON. Victor Osimhen, I mean, I've already said it, but just unbelievable. Our defense, I hope it continues. You know, another clean sheet. We've only conceded one goal, which was in the first 15 minutes of our opening game of the tournament. And we have to give Ms. Pesero his flowers. His tactics were spot on. Once again, we see Nigeria rise to the big occasion, which seems to be what we love to do. And we dealt with the pressure very well. It was a very mature performance. So shout out to the Super Eagles and Cameroon. Omar, try again next time, but we'll be here. As they say this year, we no go grief for anybody, man. And honestly, Nigeria, they're making me so happy. Anyway, moving on. The other round of 16 fixtures. Safe to say, some of my predictions were not necessarily great. I think I got 4 of the predictions right out of the 8 ties. So on Saturday, we saw Angola beat Namibia 3-0. Really, really good performance from Angola, it has to be said. I predicted they'll win on pens, but they still won the game. Obviously, I thought Nigeria would win, and thankfully we did. On Saturday, we saw Equatorial Guinea lose 1-0 to Guinea, courtesy of a 96th-minute dagger from Mohamed Bayo, who plays in League One for Lille. Great, great goal. And it must be said, Equatorial Guinea missed a penalty earlier on by Emilio Insue. So it's not how you start, baby. It's how you finish. Boy, oh boy, Equatorial Guinea already gone. So bye-bye, you. And then that evening, Sunday evening, we saw AFCON epic between Egypt and DR Congo. DR Congo took the lead courtesy of Yohan Wissa. Actually, it wasn't Wissa. I've forgotten who scored. Wissa put the ball in and then a defender headed the ball straight in. Egypt got a very contentious penalty, in my opinion. 1-1. I was trying to watch this full game, but I couldn't because I was on my way to watch Davido. Davido's show at the O2. But after Davido's show, I checked my phone and it was time for penalties, which DR Congo duly won 8-7. Courtesy of, with the winning spot kick coming from their goalkeeper, which is always amazing to see, to be honest. And Gabaski, who was the hero of the last AFCON for Egypt, missed his pen to send his country home. On Monday, we then saw Cape Verde beat Mauritania 1-0. Cape Verde also scored a late goal in the 90th minute. Mauritania brain farts. They're already thinking about round of 16. And then their defender made a mistake. He tried to cushion the header back to his goalkeeper, but it was too short. And the Cape Verde striker took the ball and the goalkeeper brought him down. And Ryan Mendes dispatched the pen to send the Cape Verdeans to the quarterfinals. And then the big one of the round, apart from Nigeria, Cameroon, we saw the host Ivory Coast resurrected from the brink, literally back from the brink, to beat the champion Senegal 5-4 on penalties after a 1-1 draw after extra time. It must be said, Ivory Coast, what a performance, very dogged, just riding on the hopes of the nation and feeding off the energy, almost like the clean slate helped them and did wonders for their confidence. So shout out to the Ivory Coast. They will then play Mali in the quarterfinals. Mali yesterday beat Burkina Faso 2-1. Fairly routine win. They were 2-0 up. Burkina Faso scored a penalty, I think, in the 70th minute. But very, very impressive performance for Mali to dispatch their fellow West African neighbors. And then in another shock of the round, South Africa dispatched Morocco 2-0. Very, very good performance from South Africa. 2-0 win. Great goals as well. Number 9 scored an absolute brilliant goal. Put the ball through Bono's legs for the first one. And then in the 90th minute, after Amrabat got sent off, a brilliant free kick from the South Africans. The dagger, like literally. And to make it worse, Hakimi missed the penalty to make it 1-1 in the 84th minute, hitting the post. So AFCON pressure, almost, it's not easy. But I did talk about the fact that South Africa could pull an upset here, because when you watch the way South Africa play and the fact that they have such a settled squad with 7 of their starting 11 playing for Mamelodi Sundowns, who are champions in South Africa and have really dominated the CAF Champions League alongside Al Ahly over the past few years, it's not that surprising. So everyone needs to be wary about South Africa, but shout out to Bafana Bafana. Great, great performance. Now, moving on to the Nigeria-Angola game preview. As I said, this game is on Friday, 6 p.m. Nigeria time, 5 p.m. in the UK. Do the maths if you're anywhere else in the world. History in the fixture between Nigeria and Angola. We have played each other 10 times. Nigeria, we have won 3 games. Angola have won 2 games. And we have drawn each other 5 times. So a lot of the games have been draws. To be fair, the vast majority of times we played them were before 1990. So before 1990, we played them 5 times. After 1990, it's been sporadic moments. So Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers in 2002 and 2003 ended in draws. And then the ones all Nigerians will remember, this is the first real clash between Nigeria and Angola since the 2006 CAF World Cup qualifiers, where Angola denied Nigeria a ticket to the World Cup. In that qualification series, we lost to Angola 1-0 in June 2004, with Akwa scoring an 84th minute goal. And then in the return fixture in Lagos in June 2005, sorry, it was in Kano, JJ Okocha put us up 1-0, and then Paulo Figueiredo scored in the 60th minute to draw the game for Angola. What this then meant was that we both finished on 21 points after 10 games, 6 wins, 3 draws, and 1 loss. Nigeria had by far the best goal difference of the group. We had plus 14. Angola had plus 6. But for that tournament, it was based on head-to-head. So Angola ended up taking the ticket from us to go to the World Cup. There was another clash in the African Nations Championship, which is the one played between teams playing in the African continent. We beat them 2-1. But all in all, it is time for revenge. We remember that 2006 World Cup. I was in boarding school at that time. And that was the first day that felt like there was some death or something really bad was in the air just because Nigeria did not qualify. So it's time for our people to give us the revenge we deserve. So looking forward to that one. How have Angola been playing in the tournament so far? They topped their group with 2 wins and 1 draw. Very, very impressive. Initially, they drew 1-1 to Algeria, although Algeria dominated them in the first half. But they've gone into the tournament. They beat Mauritania 3-2. And then they rounded up their group with a 2-0 win over Burkina Faso. And then obviously they've dispatched Namibia 3-0 in the round of 16. So you could say they've had it fairly easy in terms of opponents, to be fair, when you think about the quality of teams they faced. But nevertheless, they have gotten better with each stage. And they've kept 2 consecutive clean sheets in their last 2 games of the group stage. So Nigeria will definitely be the strongest team they face in the competition. So let's see what happens in this game. What do I expect from Nigeria in our anticipated exile? I expect us to play the exact same starting 11. The only worry is Nwabali. Nwabali had to go off injured against Cameroon, so we may see Uzoho play. However, I've seen some encouraging posts of Nwabali in training, so I'm hoping Nwabali can be fit for that game because it's very essential. If not, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm worried. However, Uzoho has played in 2 AFCONs, started in 1 of them, and also went to the 2018 World Cup. So hopefully that experience could count for something. But apart from that, we're going to keep the exact same lineup, in my humble opinion. So let's see what happens. So Ajayi Ekong Bassey in centre-back. Iwobi Oyeka in the middle of the park. I do hope Zadu Sanusi is dropped, actually. I take that back. I'd like to see Osai Samo start as right-wing back. And Olai not plays left-wing back like he did in our final group game against Guinea-Bissau. And then Osimhen, Lookman, and Simon to start up top. Angola will play the same team that they did. I just want to shout out 2 of their players. They've got a player, Gelson Datta. He is a winger, number 10. He's got 4 goals at AFCON. Unbelievable. Yes, he was in the Sporting Lisbon Academy, but now he plays in Qatar. But he's having a tournament of his life. So we need to be wary about Gelson. And we also have to be wary of Mabululu. Mabululu is the one that scored that great FIFA-esque finesse goal to make it 3-0 for Angola against Namibia. He's their striker. He's got 3 goals. So Angola have definitely been plundering in the goals. Opposition or not, they've been doing the job. So shout out to them so far. So Mabululu and Gelson are the 2 for us to be worried about. But my score prediction for the game, Nigeria will win this game 2-0 against Angola. Let me say by the grace of God, because honestly, the pressure is on now. Key storylines for the game, pressure and managing expectations. I feel good after seeing what Osimhen and the team did against Cameroon. So hopefully we can keep it going. It will be a game of defensive solidity versus Angola's attack. So can we nullify their attack, which has been really impressive, especially in the last 3 games. They've scored 3 against Mauritania, 2 against Burkina Faso, 3 against Namibia. So hopefully we could nullify them. And it's time for Osimhen to get his 2nd goal of AFCON. That's my prediction. And we'll see who's in goal for Nigeria. What are the other quarterfinal ties? So we kick off the quarterfinals on Friday, 6 p.m. Nigeria time against Angola. And then DR Congo will play Guinea in the 9 p.m. kickoff on Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll see Mali come up against the host at 6 p.m. on Saturday before the final round of games between Cape Verde and South Africa taking place at 9 p.m. Now, the reason why that Cape Verde-South Africa game is very important is if we beat Angola, we would face the winner of Cape Verde versus South Africa. So really, really look forward to that one. And hopefully we could get a Nigeria-South Africa clash. We know that would go crazy in general and on the timelines. So let's see what could happen. My predictions for this one, I think DR Congo, I think all the games will be close. I think Nigeria probably will be the best, hopefully the best team. Obviously, I'm biased. But I'm hoping that we'll see DR Congo will beat Guinea on penalties. I am predicting Mali to beat Ivory Coast 2-1 after extra time. And I'm expecting South Africa to beat Cape Verde on penalties. But I will not be surprised if Cape Verde win the game either. Same for Mali and Ivory Coast. It could be Ivory Coast. The only one I'm sure of, unless DR Congo are stupid, they have no reason to lose to Guinea. Guinea have an awful attack, despite having really good strikers like Mohamed Bayo and Guirassy. So let's see what happens in the quarterfinals. Nigerians, let's not get carried away. I know we're the strongest team left in the tournament, and on paper, we should be going all the way. But one game at a time, in the name of Nitori Olou, honestly, let's just take it one game at a time. But yeah, I look forward to seeing to doing the next episode of the podcast, hopefully reviewing a win against Angola over the weekend. Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of the podcast. It's do or die now, guys. Do or die. So hopefully the Super Eagles will continue to make us happy. I've been your host, Oluoke. Please remember to follow us on our social media channels and on our YouTube page, Nigeria Football Weekly, everywhere, except on Twitter, where we're NFWPOD. Take care, and Super Eagles, can I say it's coming up? But let's see. Good luck to our boys, and I'll catch you at the next episode of the podcast. Peace out.